this afternoon, we have somebody else to share with you some experiences and to take some questions from you. Give some thought while we're listening to our guest speak as to questions you might like to ask her. So, her love for the outdoors started as a child and when she would go walking in the Peak District with her father. She's been able to continue this love of the outdoors, adventure, when she has worked on TV shows you may have seen, Country File, Planet Earth Live. We were proud at the start of this year to announce her as a scouting ambassador, someone who's done abseiling, rock climbing, paragliding, and definitely had a love of adventure. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a really warm welcome to our latest scouting ambassador, Julia Bradbury.
And I will answer any questions within reason. So if you stick your hand up, then somebody will come and come to you and you can ask what you like. Hello, who are you?
Margaret Worry.
Hello, Margaret.
Surbiton.
Hello.
Hi. You did a lot of walking and I admired you because I'm not very good at walking anymore. How many pairs of boots did you wear out?
Oh, well, I think the fair answer to that is that it's a work in progress. I alternate my boots. I always wear them in, obviously, before a walk. And at the moment, I'm currently running at about four. So that's where I work.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, four. But who knows how many I've got through? A lot.
Hi, I'm Mark from West Yorkshire.
Where are you, Mark?
Over here.
Oh, there. Hello. Hiya.
Hi there. Do you think the next Chief Scout should be male or female?
Ooh. I think it should be a female. I think the initials should be J&B. whoever is the right person for the job. Hello.
Hello there. I'm Mary from Gloucestershire.
Hello, Mary from Gloucestershire.
Were you involved in any youth organisations as a young person?
I actually wasn't, no. I wasn't a scout and I didn't do the brown owl thing because my dad was my sort of guide, if you like. He was my companion when I was growing up and he was my the buddy that took me into the outdoors and taught me about the outdoors. And I started walking with him when I was about six. And really, he was the one. And I moved quite a lot. We moved as a family. We were in Sheffield and we were in Rutland and my mum and dad both worked. So we spent quite a lot of time on M1 motorways as well. So I didn't really bed down into a group. So it was my dad for me. But I think, you know, now I wish I had, obviously. Thank you very much to all of you. Thank you to the ambassadors. Thank you to the volunteers. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your knowledge and thank you for your experience. Because what you're doing with your young scouts and your cubs and what you're doing with one another is really life-changing. These times will stick with you throughout the rest of your life. The things that you do with one another and with your young scouts really are things that you will take with you to your grave. And to me, as an ambassador, as a female ambassador, that's what makes me proud to be a part of you. So that's really all I wanted to say. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend.